hear some music you may not be used to hearing the UW-Madison Marching Band play. That was the band rehearsing some Beyoncé this week under its new director, Corey Pompey. The previous director, Mike LaCrone, held the position for 50 years. The band is practicing, I think, right now, but Corey Pompey joined us in the studio earlier today. Thanks a lot for coming up to the studio today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, what appeal did this job, this big Wisconsin gig, have for you? What drew you to this one?
Well, the tradition of the band program here is one of the things that drew me to this job, as well as the wonderful institution that we have at this university, highly rated academically. And so those two things combined made it really attractive to me.
And people like to get to know their band director here in Wisconsin, I think. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What should people know about you?
Well, I must admit, I'm not the most interesting person in the world.
Same.
I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I taught for a few years in the public schools, and I had the great fortune of attending the University of Texas to get my doctorate. And then I started work at Penn State for a while. I worked at the University of Nevada, Reno, and now I'm here. And I absolutely love what I do.
Now, of course, you're taking the job after Mike LaCrone left after, a year or two. What kind of contact have you had with him?
Well, we see each other quite a bit, actually. A few months ago, I guess that's an overstatement, July.
Seems like a long time ago.
We had an opportunity to have breakfast, and all of the current him and the other band directors here, we sat down and we chatted for a bit and had wonderful conversation. And other than that, it's you know, we see each other in the hallway. And when we're in the hallway, we stop and chat for a little bit, and then we go on our way.
Now, on the one hand, people have talked about, maybe this is kind of intimidating taking over for this person who's been in the job for so long. But in a way, it seems like a great opportunity to decide, okay, where do we stick with tradition? Where do we start to introduce new elements? How do you balance those two things?
Well, it's not the easiest thing, I must admit. And I can't say I have a 3-point plan, if you will, for how that goes. I kind of just try to take the temperature of the room, or in this case, the temperature of the field, and rely on my colleagues to say, you know, what happens if we do it this way? And if I get the sense that maybe that's something we wouldn't want to do, then perhaps we wouldn't go in that direction. But I am of the opinion if it's good, there's no need to change it. So that's kind of how we approach things. And these changes that I'm talking about, I don't honestly know if the average person would be able to notice these types of things. This is more, for lack of a better term, inside baseball type stuff that might not be apparent to someone that's looking at the band or listening to the band from the 50-yard line.
One thing people will see, or I guess hear, actually as a change, you're going to freshen up the songbook a little bit. Talk about some of the music you're going to draw
into the picture. A little bit. This Saturday, or tomorrow, we'll have a shortened halftime show. So in 3.5 minutes, you'll hear music from Beyoncé, The Killers, The Jonas Brothers, and Adele.
Wow, that's quite a mix. And I'm trying to picture in my head how I would adapt, or how someone who knew what they were doing would adapt those for marching band format.
Well, that's an interesting question. Well, what we did is so tomorrow's High School Band Day. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to try to perform music that would perhaps cater to them a little bit. So we really racked our heads to find four tunes that might work in a medley. And so then after that, it's a matter of sitting in the room and listening to all of those tunes and finding out which sections may go together the best and just go from there. And it's not just those four tunes. We listen to probably dozens of tunes, and those just happened to be the four that made it in.
Talking to Corey Pompey, now director of the UW-Madison Marching Band. Big debut tomorrow at a home game. People see the finished product on the field, the actual marching, the actual song. Can you talk about the work that goes into this for the student musicians and marchers? What kind of workload do they have to prepare for these shows?
It's a tremendous amount of work. In fact, I have great admiration for the students that are in the band because they're extremely dedicated. We started our rehearsals on August 19th. And we've been doing it almost every day since August 19th. Most days we've been having what we call two-a-days, where we'll have a session in the morning and we'll have a session in the afternoon. We've had some three-a-days, where we have a morning session, an afternoon session, and a night session, all in the service of making sure that we are prepared and ready to go. Now, this is before school has even started. Now that school has started, we rehearse Tuesday through Friday from 3:30 to 5:30. And on game days, we rehearse several hours before the game. So it's quite a bit of commitment. In fact, their Saturdays are consumed by the band.
Did I see somewhere you hope people in the public come and watch some of the rehearsals?
People are welcome to come and watch rehearsals at any time.
And that's what will we see there that we wouldn't see? We'll get some of that insider baseball, right, if we go and watch that.
Well, if you were to come to rehearsal, you may see me raising my voice a little bit, hopefully in love. But you'll see us marching up and down the field, a lot of starts and stops, going back to correct things. You may hear us perfecting music. So it's a lot of refining that's taking place. And in the beginning stages of a show, you'll see us learning and trying to put the puzzle pieces together.
Now, I'm a little biased when it comes to stacking up university fight songs against each other. On Wisconsin's a pretty good tune. Is that one you're going to be happy working with day in and day out?
It's a delight. I find myself whistling it all the time. It never fully leaves me.
Now, as a band director, I imagine you play all the instruments or many of them. Is there an instrument of choice, the first one you've gone to as a musician yourself?
Well, I suppose it would be a little bit of an overstatement to say that I play them all. I can dabble with them all, and I certainly wouldn't want the listening public to hear me playing any of those instruments, but my primary instrument is the saxophone.
Me too. That's
oh, really?
Awesome. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's been a long time since I marched with one, since high school.
Well, you and I are both in the same boat.
People have talked about, whenever anybody moves to Wisconsin, especially you've been in the South for a good chunk of your life, they talk about the weather. I think we overhype it. We over-scare people. You've been in Pennsylvania. Does the weather here worry you coming into the winter?
It does not worry me. I can't say that I'm looking forward to it, but when it gets here, I will manage. Whatever that means, I'll do it.
I always found, going back to high school and marching in the Christmas parade or whatever, it's really hard to keep people in tune when it's, 20 degrees outside. How does a band manage playing in the cold?
It's really, really difficult. Almost impossible, to be honest with you. So you do the best you can. Once it gets to be a certain temperature, it's tough because those instruments are not designed to be able to play in that kind of weather. So you have to work with the tuning slides. You have to make sure that Everything's working the way it needs to be. In some cases, our students will get acrylic or plastic mouthpieces. Typically, we play those instruments with metal mouthpieces. But once it gets too cold, you get worried about the mouthpiece sticking to the face. So the best answer for you that I can give is that we do the best we can. But it's quite difficult.
Now, as we wrap up, if I were in your position the night before the first home game, I don't think I'd be able to sleep tonight. I'd be really nervous. How are you feeling going into this, what's in many ways your debut here?
Well, I dare not say that I feel settled. I feel anything but settled. I wouldn't say that I'm nervous. Maybe I'll be nervous once it's time to do Badger Bash and once we march in that stadium, but believe it or not, there's still a considerable amount of work that needs to be done between now and tomorrow. Not necessarily from the students, but from the staff. We've got press books that we have to finish, the I's that need to be dotted, T's that need to be crossed. So I'm really focused on making sure that we complete all the tasks that need to be completed before we take the field.
Well, then I'll let you get back to work. Have a great show, a great performance tomorrow, and a great career here at UW.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you again. We really appreciate all of the support from your listeners, and thank you for having me.
That's Corey Pompey, Director of Athletic Bands and Associate Director of Bands for UW-Madison's School of Music. The UW-Madison Marching Band will perform Saturday for the first time under his leadership at the football team's home season opener. Have you ever been in a marching band? Are you now? Love to hear about your experiences. Rain or shine, summer or winter in a marching band. Email us ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR. Let us know where you played, what you played, and if you have fond memories or, just memories.